This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you are with us. And boy, do we have lots to get to for you this morning. Plenty of stuff. We're going to talk a little bit more about the storm cleanup, which continues. We had some more thunderstorms last night. I think it's probably a little worse to the south of St. Louis than St. Louis proper, but certainly a string of thunderstorms that moved through. Some people have been without power since yesterday, including Ethan at his house. Has that remedied itself yet, Ethan?
Not that I know of.
Nope, still without power down there. That was as a result of last night's storm, right?
Correct. Yep.
And didn't we say maybe there were still there that impacted more people initially than maybe the one on Friday night?
I don't know.
There were more outages specifically in Illinois this morning, for example.
Okay.
A little fewer in Missouri, but I mean, it's taken them a while to try to get to all these down power lines.
No, I understand that. So we'll keep an eye on that for you as it moves along. Glad you're with us, though. Mark here alongside Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright. Susan Thomas keeping an eye on traffic. The roads look pretty dry from our perspective. It was still raining a little bit, or at least the roads were wet on our way in this morning earlier. Maybe another round of this stuff a little later as we watch Dave Murray's forecast and listen to it. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Bottom of the hour, John Lamping is going to join us. We'll talk about the end of the legislative session, what they got accomplished, what they didn't, maybe the special session the governor announced yesterday. We had him on, and he announced yesterday he was going to call a special session for those new stadiums to try to keep the Chiefs and the Royals in Missouri. Why don't we move them to St. Louis? Why did we offer that? I don't know. So good question. Then we got in other news before the end of the hour. Senator Eric Schmidt at the top of the next hour. So we will definitely get to that for you here before long. All right. Right now, let's get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Stop driving through this city like it's a spectacle. This is people's lives. You're driving down the wrong way, all in the way, ain't got nothing to offer. Stay at home.
That's a North County resident who lashed out on social media yesterday, kind of went viral because she was angry that people are basically sightseeing in some of these areas where they've got a lot of damage and buildings torn down. She's like, if you're not here to help, don't come.
St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer says she takes full responsibility for sirens not being deployed in the city, specifically blaming this on human error.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Channel 4 got that headline wrong. Ethan, go to cut number one next for me, please.
The president has approved our requests from the last two major disaster declarations. And their FEMA operation on the ground is one of the best I've seen.
Yeah, that was the governor of the state of Kentucky. Now, he was trying to use it as a political point to claim that FEMA should not be cut by the Trump administration. But he did admit that their reaction so far in the state of Kentucky has been stellar.
At the end of the day, this was a human failure. It was not exceptionally clear about whose roles and responsibilities it was to do what. The protocol needed to be crystal clear. It wasn't. It's clear as of right now. It is clear moving forward.
Yeah, that is Mayor Spencer yesterday. Had to get to that soundbite for you. I thought I had it last hour, but I didn't. I didn't turn in the proper time code to get the soundbite that I wanted. That was Mayor Spencer during her news conference. Kim and I talked a little bit about it last hour. What did you think? I would love to know what people who watch that think. My immediate thought was, well, so who didn't push the button? And the reporters tried to get to that, and Mayor Spencer sidestepped it. I'm not quite sure why. Maybe we're a little spoiled by some politicians these days who are willing to name names, but she was not. And in her absence, I guess you would have to suspect that maybe the city's emergency management director might know the answer to that. But she wasn't at the news conference, and the mayor didn't let anyone else speak.
I mean, so, I can understand why she's saying there's no, well, if there truly were not adequate protocols in place, I can see why there would be confusion, but it ultimately has to go back up the chain of command, which I guess in this case would be the director, Sarah Russell. So even if she was not ever supposed to be the one to officially push the button to activate the sirens, if she didn't have the plan in place for someone to actually do it and to make sure that there was somebody on site in the office to do that, when we knew days ahead that this was a level 4 out of 5 on the severe weather threat, then that should be her. That should be Sarah who gets fired over this.
Maybe at some point we'll get to more answers on it. I mean, the reporters tried to ask those questions yesterday, and Mayor Spencer would not answer the question. And that's why I said that the headline there from Channel 4 was in error, claiming that she's taking full responsibility. That is absolutely not what she said in her news conference yesterday. She said that from this point forward, she would be responsible because she was switching the protocols to the dispatchers at the fire department, which is very smart. It's the way the county's done it for years. You know, this is not new. I remember when it wasn't a controversy, but when they started changing over the sirens, changing them out for newer technology and louder sirens and all that around the county years ago. And that system had already been in place for many years before that. I forget what year they originally put tornado siren on these telephone poles all around the region. But it strikes me as a little odd that in 2025, we still have protocol confusion over who's in charge of sounding those alarms. And I think that's the question that has to be asked at the end of the day. Why was there a question about that? Isn't it pretty simple? If a tornado warning gets issued for St. Louis City, or the county for that matter, I mean, I think you need to be ready to have somebody standing there pushing the button. It's just black and white.
Well, it's also interesting that they just did the test the day prior, so Thursday, and you'd think that the protocol would be that whoever is in charge of actually hitting the button when there is a tornado warning in place, that person would be the one to push the button for the test. Would that not make sense? I feel like I'd want that same person. I'd want the consistency.
Well, and it may not be a person. I mean, it may not be one person. Maybe it's the fact that there just has to be somebody in the office who can do it, which would lead you to wonder why that's not a 24-hour. If that office is not staffed 24 hours a day, that is a failure in leadership on somebody's part. And the mayor pointed back to 2021 when this decision was made. So I don't know. I'm trying to do the math here. I believe Tashara Jones was the mayor in 21, wasn't she?
How long was her term?
It was a 4-year term, right? And it just ended. So I would guess, but I don't know who put the protocol in place. She didn't call out Tashara Jones on it.
Yeah, she assumed office on April 20th of 2021.
Okay. So sometime in 2021, the protocol that they were working under was put into place. And in the preceding 4 years, it's apparently worked until Friday night. So that's the question. If you missed the news conference yesterday, it was had to be frustrating on the part of the media because the mayor simply wouldn't answer the question. So who is responsible? Has anybody been disciplined? We put out a call to the fire department yesterday to try to get Chief Jenkerson on this morning to discuss at least what the protocol will be going forward, since his department will be in charge of that. And they did not return our phone call to media relations, texted, emailed, called, nothing. I know they got a lot going on, but maybe we'll get to that answer at some point. I think we need to. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the recovery efforts that have been going on. Forest Park got devastated by this. If you've seen any of the video from down there, huge, several hundred, I'll bet, 150-year-old trees were uprooted and knocked over by this. What does it take to get that job done? We're going to talk to somebody who does this for a living, my friend Chad Hansen, when we get back right after this. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMCs apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, so cleanup efforts continue after the storms last week. Of course, we have links on our website, 971talk.com, where you can donate to whatever charity organization you would prefer, a Red Cross, Catholic Charities, a Salvation Army. They're all out there doing good work, providing a shelter and food and clothing and stuff for people who were impacted by these storms. And, you know, I got to thinking about how much work is going on right now with the number of trees, the volume of trees that got knocked over by this EF3 tornado that went through St. Louis. So I called my friend Chad Hansen of Hansen's Tree Service. Chad, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I had the pleasure of seeing you on Saturday at the Jeff Hansen Memorial Sporting Clay event, and a great job again there. But you'd probably been up all night at that point, hadn't you?
Yeah, we were up pretty late the night before to about a little after 1 a.m. Had some commercial properties that we work with trying to get them cleaned up. And yeah, it's a mess downtown.
Well, I know you and I were talking about some of the damage in Forest Park and then in Bell Fountain Cemetery. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they just they got hit again. They got hit 2 or 3 years ago and then just got hit again. And it's bad. You know, I've seen several large 50-inch diameter trees that have what's called torsional cracking, which really only occurs when winds breach 150 miles an hour typically. Just crazy, you know, very mature large trees, and they're kind of twisted and snapped. It looks like kind of a bomb went off inside of them, just kind of blew them apart. And yeah, just crazy. It's one of the worst I've seen in St. Louis.
Yeah, I'll bet. So just walk me through that. I mean, you guys obviously are ready for taking down huge trees. I know that from personal experience. But what's it like when you get your crews into a situation like that? Do you have to cut each one of those up and either haul off the logs, or are you able to like cut up some of that right there on the scene? What happens?
No, a lot of it we cut up right there on the scene, and then we bring in other equipment and try to haul it all away. In large disaster zones, FEMA will sometimes get involved, and then you stack material at the curb and FEMA will arrange for pickup. But I haven't heard of that happening yet, and typically it's months and months after the fact. So we usually come in and get it right on the spot and get it out of there so people can get back to moving around and not block their driveways and they can get access to their home again. So, it's quite the effort. It takes a lot of people, a lot of coordination, a lot of equipment to make it happen. But I've seen a lot of, good tree care companies kind of come to the rescue. It kind of made me proud and happy. I was working just north of Forest Park on Friday night, trying to clean up a bunch of homes, and just seeing a coalition of tree companies kind of come in and do what I would call the right way. Only seen a couple that made me really nervous. So
yeah,
it was good to see guys do it the right way.
Which is cool, seeing people come together. I mean, that's what you like to see after a horrible tragedy like this. I mean, I know there's no way to officially gauge this, but based on the amount of destruction that you're seeing with the amount of these large trees that have come down, I mean, are you thinking this could take months, even with all these tree companies and people volunteering to help try to get these cleaned up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you're going to be months out before you see, it almost completely cleaned up. I think we're weeks away from getting all the, impacted homes with trees on actual structures cleaned up. But we're definitely months away before you see the grounds and everything else kind of completely cleaned out.
You know, I don't know what the protocol is. I've used the word protocol a lot this morning. I don't know what that is in areas where they have large, old, mature trees like that. But at what point should a homeowner be worried about that if you have one on your property? Because what you just talked about there is a 50-inch diameter tree that looks like somebody grabbed it by the top and just violently twisted it. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a lot of force to do that to that mature of a tree. But, I mean, what I tell people all the time is, obviously, if you see any dead limbs, that's a good start. You know, that means it's in decline and probably a good candidate for removal. But if you have trees with what's called included bark, where they have like two unions that are growing side by side, and and the bark goes down towards the ground where they come together, that is not a good sign. That means it's a weak union and it can split very easily in high winds. So that's normally one of the first things I look at when we're kind of diagnosing if a tree is going to be a candidate for removal just due to risk.
Well, the great thing at Hanson's Tree Service, people can always call you guys, and you can send one of your arborists out as well to give advice on those things, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. You can get an arborist evaluation. We can come out and tell you kind of what we think, what we see, and give you a risk evaluation.
Well, I know that you guys are probably swamped right now, but I'm sure you've got plenty of crews out there working overtime to get this stuff done. And Chad, we certainly appreciate all that you do, my friend, and people can always go to hansonstree.com if you've got trees down on your property, you've got questions about one that's still standing. You guys will get out there and get it taken care of for them.
Absolutely. Yes, get in touch with us, and we'll be out there.
Very good. Chad, have a great morning, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
We'll talk to you soon. Chad right. Hansen there from Hanson's Tree, hansonstree.com. They've done so much work for me over the years. My daughter, I mentioned that, had a huge tree taken out of her yard, so they know how to do it. But like Chad says, there's a safe way to do it, and there's not a safe way to do it. And he just said he was glad to see so many professionals out there helping do these things the right way. The other night in the aftermath of this cleanup, I mean, they worked all night over the entire weekend to help clear trees from streets and buildings and all of that so they could get roads reopened.
Yeah, I believe that. And thinking about this taking months, it makes sense because there is so much destruction and these aren't little tiny trees. These are massive, what, like 100-year-old trees?
I'm sure.
That, you know, it's going to take a while to get even just one tree up, especially if it's laying in the middle of a road. But yeah, I mean, thanks to everyone who's taking part in helping.
Yep, true. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to get to our friend John Lamping when we come back, and he's going to talk a little bit more about what happened at the end of the legislative session. Kind of, did it finish with a whimper or a bang? It depends on who you talk to. We'll get to John coming up. So if you missed our interview with the governor yesterday, of course, we focused a lot on storm cleanup because he was in town this weekend looking at that. But of course, we also asked him about the end of the legislative session. And, you know, one of his priorities for the year, not his biggest, I'm not saying it was his biggest priority. I mean, they got the crime thing dealt with in the city. But one of his priorities was this issue of financing for the Chiefs and Royals out in Kansas City. And that didn't get done. So the governor told us yesterday that he plans to call a special session just for that issue. Let's see what John Lamping thinks about that. Former Missouri Senator John Lamping on the phone with us this morning. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning to the two of you.
Absolutely. Good morning to you. You know, I like Mike Kehoe. I've enjoyed having him on the air. He's impressed me in many ways so far as governor. I wish that he was calling a special session for, I don't know, IP reform maybe. That would have been a good one.
Well, yeah, Mike's a deal maker. You know, your listeners probably know what Mike did for about 30 years is run a car dealership in Jefferson City. He had the Ford dealership. His advertising is famous for a Kehoe deal. And the idea of blending government with the private sector is one that Mike completely believes in. And so it's not a surprise that he'd be attracted to this deal. I heard the interview yesterday. He described the Royals and the Chiefs as a $3 billion business. He called it an investment. So that's fine that he's going to do that. What was left unsaid is that the bill that he tried to get pushed through in the final week of session is a bill that's never been heard in committee. That his making this a priority was unknown. It was in the background, but it was unknown to the legislature specifically that he would try to pass it. The fact of the matter is, I don't think he expected to pass it in the regular session. And there's a deadline for the negotiations, I think, with the Chiefs. We're competing with Kansas. Kansas has got a hard deadline of the end of June. So he'll call a special session. And when that happens is the governor will craft a message calling the legislature back. And he can make it very narrow and specific or as broad as he would like. And I heard in the interview yesterday he referenced some pre-existing essentially tax credits programs that exist that will have to be modified probably because of the size of the ask. And he'll ideally he'll craft a very narrow message such that when the legislature goes back, they'll only be able to take up that one issue. I do say, though, that what happened in St. Louis is an interesting thing in that eventually the state will get around to financially supporting the area. I was actually in the legislature in May of 2011 is when the Joplin tornado occurred. Obviously, much bigger scale, 160 people died. The whole city almost got wiped out. And it wasn't until the regular session in 2012 that their ask for financial support, as well as kind of like streamlining the different processes, that was their ask, and we helped them with that. So I think Mike will call the session, and I think if the session is called, that he will come up with a deal.
Yeah, I would imagine that they will. A lot of pressure, I know. On what about the other issues that they did or didn't get to? You know, I hear conflicting reports. It really depends on who you talk to when they describe Cindy O'Loughlin 2024 version versus Cindy O'Loughlin in this latest legislative session, 2025.
Well, the big thing for us is the fact that we're going to have a chance to vote on another constitutional amendment change regarding abortion. The proposal that they were able to get through by using the parliamentary procedure, the previous question, to shut down debate was used, and this initiative will basically outlaw abortion with a few exceptions. And so that was the most important thing that they got needed to get done. They got it done the way that they did. There's some people in the media that they kind of gnash their teeth when the Senate has to go to this far and stop proceedings. They feel like there should be every attempt made, and then ultimately a deal would be cut. But you know, if I were a liberal Democrat, there's no way I would ever cut a deal. And so this was how they had to proceed. And then the same thing for the changes to Proposition A. To fix the paid leave, the extreme examples of paid leave. That was the one they probably should have been able to fix through legislation, and they were unable to get that done. So, you know, the good news is session's over, and our wallets are where they are. Overall, the biggest thing that happened in the session was, and I've mentioned it numerous times, and nobody else wants to talk about it, is that they managed to figure out a way to raise our utility rates astronomically. Mm-hmm. The one tax cut they cut was capital gains tax, which dwarfs the size of the impact of the utility bill and is only focused at a narrow few. We won't have capital gains, but capital gains in Missouri only generates about $100 million, which is a very, very small tax cut. And again, it's specific to family-owned businesses that gets sold, and that's the largest capital gain in Missouri, not stock trading. So anyway, we just, as much as we want the session to be over, we're going to get a special session, and it's going to happen pretty quick.
So going back to the fix for Amendment 3, I kind of have mixed feelings about whether Governor Kehoe should call for a special election or if he should just wait until next November to vote on it, because I would think, of course, we should get this sooner than later and, you know, let's save more babies and all of these things. But then I'm worried about turnout because for whatever reason, conservatives just can't seem to get their butts to the polls when it's not some big election. You know, like you think about what happens with school board. And I know that's a little bit different, but I mean, that's important, too. And for some reason, conservatives don't show up. So I guess if you were Governor Mike Kehoe, what would you think would be best when it comes to this fix for Amendment 3? When should we vote on that?
Well, I think we're going to vote on it in November of next year. And the reason for that is kind of what you suggested, Kim, is that special elections, April elections, we don't have a big turnout. And so it's a function of who can drive people to the polls. And to the extent that there's a lot of money spent on this, there will be a lot of money spent this time. The other side could actually get their people to the polls. In November of 2026 is a general election. This is a very much still a Republican state. Republicans will go to the polls to vote, and all of the campaigns that are taking place will all be focused on this amendment. Every candidate that will be running for office will be campaigning on it. And I think our best chance of getting it passed is going to be then. I could be wrong if the groups decide that they think they can get it done in a special election. But if we call a special election, the hardest part is going to be getting our voters to the polls.
Yeah.
Whereas in November of 2026, our voters will be showing up because it's time to vote. The other thing, too, it's pretty interesting, is that in 2026, there'll be no U.S. Senate race. So there'll be none of our, obviously no statewide office holders except the auditor. So none of our candidates will be asked to take a hard stand on this. And it kind of frees them up. Governor Keogh can campaign, Schmidt can campaign, Hawley can campaign. And I hope that they do. The last time around, none of them really campaigned for the abortion amendment. And I think this time they have the opportunity to.
Well, I hope so. What's the potential impact on the CD2 race? I mean, they strengthened that district for Ann Wagner the last time they redistricted. But you're going to get a lot of, for lack of a better term, pink hat crazies coming to the polls. And those people, could they make that a closer race in CD2?
They could. They've got to find the right candidate. I think there's one or two on the Democratic side that could be the right candidate. It's still the way the map was drawn. It includes all of Rankin County and a big part of St. Charles County. And Ann's already announced her fundraising. She's raised almost $3 million. And so that's the one race that could have an impact on it. But she knows what's going on. And the other side hasn't even announced their candidate yet, and they had an opportunity to think about it. And their side's going to need a big push. So that's a good point. That's the one, the one that could be at risk. But we'll see.
John, always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Yep, have good to get him on there. John Lamping, former. That's what I would worry about is drive. This issue will drive the left to the polls. We know that. Will Republicans respond? That's the thing we don't have an answer to in a non-presidential election year, and it could put CD2 in play. Ann Wagner should have a comfortable 6 or 7 point margin in that district, but if you've got all the crazy pro-abortion folks being driven to the polls with a bunch of ads on the TV that lie about what the amendment does, then it could have an impact on that. We'd really have to drive our people to get out and vote for sure. All right, coming up, we'll get to another news. Top of the hour, Senator Eric Schmidt is going to join us. He will chime in on the storms here in town and also that reconciliation bill that's coming up. He's also working on St. Louis as a defense tech hub around the nation to bring more jobs in here. We'll get to all that and more at the top of the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&Cs apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The hour. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
You know, Kim, I have been camping in Montana and Wyoming before, and I'm always afraid of bears. I'm kind of obsessed with it, and I've only ever seen one in like 400 yards, so it's not like I've ever encountered one. But occasionally you see one that's a problem. Yellowstone had this problem, and they had to euthanize a bear because they had these big trash cans that are bear proof, right? There's a certain switch you have to hit to get to, you have to have hands to open the damn thing, basically. And then you put your garbage in there and you lock it, and the bears aren't supposed to be able to get to it. Well, one 400-pound, 11-year-old male grizzly figured out how to flip over this 800-pound garbage can and make the food dump out. And it kept doing it over and over again, so they finally had to take it out because most bears can't figure it out. This one was obviously smarter than the average bear.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. And kept coming back. So they were worried, I guess.
Yeah,
that
it kept coming back human areas.
So obviously I think human life needs to be protected first and foremost, but could they have not have moved the bear elsewhere?
Well, once they become conditioned to human food, they'll seek it out because it's easier.
But I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I know a lot of people are angry about that whole story. This was probably one of my worst nightmares if you're flying on a plane, which I will be doing in about a month. There was a flight that was going from Germany to Spain. I guess this was actually last month. And the pilot had left the cockpit to go to the bathroom and left the co-pilot to fly the plane. Well, right away after the actual pilot left, the co-pilot fainted, passed out. And so the plane was just basically quite literally on autopilot for about 10 minutes. This plane was just flying itself. You have air traffic controllers trying to get a hold of somebody in the cockpit. No one can get a hold of anybody. But what happened is the pilot comes back from using the bathroom, trying to get in the door, can't get in the door, has to put in some emergency code to access it. They find the guy passed out, and they ended up having a doctor who was on board as a passenger and some of the crew members who were able to get this guy back up, you know, and he was fine, but scary. I mean, yeah, your goodness. Plane was just flying itself for a good 10 minutes.
Thank goodness for autopilot, huh? No kidding. This is a little too late for, I'm afraid, former President Biden, but they've now come up with a blood test to diagnose Alzheimer's disease because it's a very broad diagnosis. You can have dementia without having Alzheimer's. And sometimes they can't tell until after someone has passed away which of those two that they have.
Right.
So they've come up with, a neurologist at the Detroit Medical Center has come up with apparently a blood test. And They've done a trial of more than 6 million people. What does it say? No, they've reported more than 6 million people and millions more around the world would have Alzheimer's. And this new test, they believe, is going to help them determine this particular brain plaque that leads to Alzheimer's.
Wow.
It's a leading marker.
So that's I thought it was like an autopsy you had to do unless it was early onset.
In some cases.
So that was big.
Yeah, that is big. All right, coming up, Senator Eric Schmidt at the top of the hour. We'll talk to him about the FEMA coverage for local storms. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.